Greetings. I am STEVE, Steve, your space-time exploration vehicle envoy.
Hello, Steve. I am JAK, Jake, and this is REG, Reggie.
Where are we?
Nowhere and everywhere. The space between time, where the past, present, and future intersect.
Obviously. Now, take us to the first Thanksgiving.
Destination set.
No.
Activating Chrononaut safety bubble to shield from possible side effects.
Side effects? What side effects?
Hey, everybody. Once again, it's Tony from COPO, and I'm guest hosting these interviews for AnimationInsider.com. While we talk with the filmmakers from Real Effects Animation Studios out of Dallas, Texas, and we're going to be talking about their first theatrical animated feature-length film called Free Birds, about two turkeys who travel back in time and try and change the course of history, starring the voices of Owen Wilson, Woody Harrelson, and Amy Poehler in theaters this November for the holiday season. Now, hopefully you've already heard the first interview with Jeff Biancolana, who's the head of story, and this episode we're going to be speaking with Rich McCain, the supervising animator. And don't forget to check back later, we've got one more interview with Chris DiGiovanni, the assistant director of the film. So let's go ahead and start the second interview now with Rich McCain.
Hello, Rich. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good. And you're in Dallas, right?
Yep.
Okay. We spoke with Jeff and he's in San Francisco, so it's great to be doing these remote interviews.
Yes.
Technology's pretty cool these days.
Totally.
I want to ask you a few questions today about your personal career and also about the movie Free Birds. But first, I want to start with you. Can you tell us where you're from and how you got into animation?
Sure. I'm originally from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I feel like I was lucky. I was one of those guys who knew what he wanted to do in high school. Toy Story 1 came out and I was in grade 11. And it was like, that's what I want to do. I don't know how or why or where, but that's what I wanted to do. So it was always kind of like finding whatever school and whatever studio I could sort of go to try to get to that feature level. So I went to a little school in Calgary and then got into video games for 6 years. I worked for a company in Salt Lake City, another one in San Francisco, another games company in San Luis Obispo, California. And then finally, after 6 years, I was good enough to get into features. And so I went to Blue Sky, worked on Ice Age 2, Horton Hears a Who, and just a little bit of Ice Age 3, before I jumped over to Pixar and worked on Up, Toy Story 3, Cars 2, and a little bit of Brave. And then 2 years ago, it'll be 2 years on Thursday, I think, moved to Dallas to work on Free Birds.
That's awesome. That's a heck of a resume you got there.
A lot of moving.
So what is your title at Real Effects? You said you've been there 2 years now. I was going to ask you how long you were there, but what's your title there at Real Effects?
Yeah, I served as animation supervisor on the film.
Okay.
So it can be confusing. Some companies call it animation director, but I was a supervisor, so I reported directly to the director.
Okay. And how long was the film in production?
Well, in total, once the script was sort of first written, it was about 5 years. But it went through a lot of development, and so it kind of got a rejiggering about 2.5 years ago.
What kind of software was used on the movie for like modeling and rendering and compositing?
Yeah, there's a lot of off-the-shelf software. We had, as far as my knowledge goes on the technical end, there wasn't a lot of proprietary software, although when it comes to the fur and feathers, they did a lot of stuff there. But what we did for rigging, animation, and lighting, I believe, was all Maya. I can't remember what they used for modeling.
They had Maya and they had Houdini for effects, and then Avian
for the fur and feathers. Oh, yeah, that's what they called the fur and feathers. Avian was their proprietary software that they used.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you find it challenging to do all that stuff in 3D, in stereoscopic?
You know what? Our process, it was pretty invisible. We run dailies in 2D. 3D is kind of after the main production. And so there weren't too many, and I feel the 3D stereoscopic stuff was done pretty minimally. It wasn't very like in your face and that sort of thing. Because my feeling anyways is that it can take you out of it. It'll, because we work so hard in animation, especially to suck the audience into like basically into the screen. And so I'm a big fan of like depth in 3D more than in your face.
Right.
Because I feel that can kind of take you out of the movie. It'll be like, hey, you're watching a movie.
Right.
rather than like being right in the world.
So it's just more of a submersive type of environment.
Exactly. Thing. Yeah.
Subtle.
Yeah.
Very cool. So how did you approach lip sync with rigid beaks on birds?
Right. So we wanted, that was a delicate balance that we experimented with in the pre-production phase. We had recorded from a couple of different cameras, the actors. We had awesome actors on this film and we could draw all that reference from. But yeah, the challenge is how do you make these expressive poses, both appealing and expressive with beaks? So what we determined is the upper beak we kept pretty rigid overall, but when it comes to the corners and the lower beak, then we could squash and stretch it basically as much as we wanted to. So we knew the textures would be, didn't want to, any of those to like stretch so much on the upper beak, but we took that creative freedom on the lower beak to portray the emotions for the characters.
Right. Were there any type of production nightmares or happy accidents that actually worked in your favor on the project?
Well, you know, one thing was that we talked a lot with Jimmy, the director, about the performance of the turkeys. How turkey are they going to be? So we experimented with having them walk upright and like doing a walk cycle, for example, had it like full human. Because one of the things that we wanted to avoid was the idea of a man in a chicken suit type of animation. So we did the far extreme of that. What would that look like? Then we did the far extreme of like in full turkey mode where they're bent over, the wings all tucked in, tail feathers out, heads kind of in a droopy, necks in a sort of a droopy pose. And so we took those two and we found that neither one of them worked. So it was we did a couple in between to see where, basically trying to discover the animation language for these turkeys and where that world really fit. And so it ended up leaning more towards the man in a chicken suit type of posing, at least from the neck down. Then, you know, a couple of the animators just experimented, especially in the first couple of sequences, of popping the tail feathers and flapping the wings and that sort of thing. And once we saw that in combination of the mostly men in chicken suit looks, then it became the happy accident was that when the character, we found that the rule that we came up with was when the characters are scared or out of their element, that's when they revert back to the turkey mode. So then we can, so if they get scared, they go like the hazmats stumble upon them. That's when they can freak out and flap their wings in. And not that they can fly, it's more like a controlled fall. So they'll jump and then sort of ease their wings.
Right. That's great.
The turkeys can't fly.
So how many people worked on the production? Like you say it was in 5 years production. How many people, and did you gear up for that or
yeah.
Or do you have a full staff for this?
No, it was definitely a slow ramp. We'd like to keep a small number of creatives and story people to work out the story as much as possible at the beginning. You know what the final number was? 200? About 200 total was the peak. So it was kind of a slow ramp, and then most of the production, we'll have most of those people. But then it's kind of like the assembly line. Once modeling gets the models built and all the kind of blend shapes and all those things needed, then they can ramp down it and start working on the next project. So it's a little bit of an assembly line process with lots of overlap.
Great. That's really great. So final question for you. Is there any advice you can give an aspiring animation student or an artist that's trying to break into the business?
Yep, totally. For me, anyways, what worked was that I had that goal in mind. I always had that feature. I wanted to work on features, and I had a specific studio in mind at the time. So I tried to never lose track of that. Because you can get distracted by little side projects or maybe some job offers along the way aren't exactly what your goal is, but they're tempting. Maybe there's money there. Maybe it's a city that you want to live in, that sort of thing. But I always tried to keep my goal pretty focused on what that was. And so every decision I made in my career was to get a little bit closer to that end goal. Now, that's not to say your goal can't change. Life changes and the only constant is change. But that would be my advice, just to have a goal in mind and always be going for that one thing.
Great advice. Great, Rich. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today. We know you got a busy schedule there, so we really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Well, we hope to see you guys soon.
Thanks so much. Very nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too, Rich. Thanks.
Take care.
All of us here at Animation Insider are looking forward to the next exciting project from RealFX. Be sure to visit freebirdsmovie.com and go see Free Birds from RealFX Animation Studios and Relativity Media in theaters starting November 1st, 2013, featuring the amazing work by Jeff Biancolana, Rich McCain, and the rest of the incredible team at RealFX. And check out what else they're up to at realfx.com. That's RealFX.com. And thanks to everybody at Animation Insider for bringing me on to do these interviews. Once again, I'm Tony from COPO reporting for AnimationInsider.com. Be sure to check out my website for some 3D training tutorials and more at COPO.com, SIOPIO.com. And check back soon for the next interview with the assistant director of Free Birds, Chris DiGiovanni. See you next time.